Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour, this is the DJV program. Jennifer is off and Victoria is as well. So we have Victoria number two, or Victoria J. We do Victoria 1, Victoria 2, Victoria. Because a lot of Victorias. Remember there was a television show once that had a character named, I forget what the name was, but they had different actors playing the same character. So we could have different people playing Victoria. This is really a Victoria, though. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company to help us enthrall you with what's going on in the world and our take on it. I noticed that a couple of men, Victoria, have been kicked out of the Army National Guard after some of the folks who are watching, there need to be a number of watchdogs, I guess, under the circumstances. These people uncovered their membership in some kind of religious group that has ties to white supremacy. They're called the Atlanta Anti-Fascists. Published a report.
Anti-fascists.
Yeah. That Brandon East and Dalton Woodward, leaders of the Norse pagan group Raven's Blood Kindred. Where do these nutbirds come from? Where do these people, how is it that people feel like this is an important thing to do? What are we missing? Is there something in our DNA? Is there something in reality? Is there something about the human condition, the makeup of our mind, that makes us fear people who are different than we are? For example, I'm sure there are people who listen to this. What do you got that English woman on for? What's the matter? Americans aren't good enough? I'm sure that you've heard that over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Not very flattering.
America.
I know you are, but you see that. You see that. That begs the whole question of what people. It's all about education, and people are being, I think, in some. There's a real rift. You know, we talk about the divide in our country between the rich and the poor, if you will, the wealthy and those, the haves and have-nots. I think that the most disturbing variance, if that's what you want to call it, in our preparation to be adults is the educational divide. The really good quality education that you can get, some public schools, a lot of private schools, and the average to below average education that you get in most of our public school systems. The public school system is like everything else, gotten too big, it's too administratively heavy, it doesn't focus enough on the individual needs of youngsters, and we have so much special education that's bogging down what regular students should be getting. I mean, I think we've let the special needs stuff get way out of control. The amount of money that's spent, the amount of programs that have been developed. Sure, there are a lot of youngsters that have special needs and they're entitled to special programs. But you go by, we have in Framingham where I live, there's a learning center for deaf children there. And they have, if there's one vehicle, there are 100. Every afternoon at 3:30, they park outside the school. You know, we talk about the pollution. We talk about energy being wasted. These vehicles sit out there sometimes for a half hour at a time with the engines running, waiting to pick up one child in many instances, and carry them maybe 30, 40 miles. And the taxpayer's paying for all of that. I don't know if there's something that we can do that's better, less expensive, more fruitful. But I know that the educational system, again, making reference to my own hometown, the amount of money we spend on education is pretty outrageous for what we get. You know, people say, oh, it's for the kids. You got to spend money. Yeah, okay, but how about doing it responsibly? And the system for paying the real estate taxes that go to, I don't think that's a fair system either. You know, back to my, for a long time, being focused on a national sales tax or a regional sales tax to pay for things like this so that people are paying as they are spending. It's much, much more fair than, I pay tens of thousands of dollars in real estate taxes and get basically nothing for it at this point other than the rubbish gets picked up once a week and the police are there if you need them and the road gets plowed in front of the house. So that's it. It's a deeply troubling reality. And I think things like this white supremacy stuff, it comes from being ignorant as much as anything else, doesn't it? I mean, think about the circumstances in which, did you grow up in a circumstances where you felt like you were free to express yourself, free to learn, and didn't have prejudices?
I grew up in an atmosphere where I felt I was, I think, free to express myself and free to learn. Had prejudices? I don't know. I think I did have some prejudices, but and
you
I think
you grew
they
up
were,
with them, or you were exposed to them.
I think I was exposed to them, just innocently, to be perfectly honest, just because they were there. But I grew out of them when I gained knowledge.
Well, but that's am I right? Do you think my premise in my little treatise there is correct?
I think it's correct. I think one of the things you said right at the beginning was very important, which I think we should come back to, because I think we're in a society that's changing very rapidly, partly by technology and partly by a number of other things, changing very fast. And I think fear is very important here, and I think it's driving a lot of things. And I think many people want to hang on to what they think, and sometimes in a valid way, was the past, because they fear what might be coming.
Yeah,
it might not be coming, but what they fear might be coming. And I think that drives sometimes these extreme movements.
Well, but that's what happened when Hitler came into power. It's happened over the years. I grew up in a very diverse community, and it still is very diverse. One of the things I appreciate about living there. But it isn't just in America this is going on. Look what's going on in some of the Muslim neighborhoods over in India. The clash between several different kinds of religious groups there. It's the same as here. It's just religion and color of skin. It doesn't make a difference where you are. It isn't something that's a Western trait. It's something that's going on everywhere, and that's what created the animosity around Jews for World War II. The Hitler, you know, it's that same kind of stuff. It really is. It's a height of ignorance. And I say that, I'm proud to say that that's what I feel, because people who say, damn Jews. You know, what does that get you? What does it mean?
It can get you to 6 million people dead, is what it can get you.
Right. Okay, so there you go. And what is it, and how has that made the world better?
And it has not made the world better. And in some cases, it's made the world worse. It's definitely made the world worse. And it's also now made the world, because we don't learn from our mistakes, ignorant, because some people don't even know or don't believe, and this is the strange thing we have now, of not believing history, which is very bizarre, I think.
There's another thing that sort of is paranoid if you look at, you know how we have sanctuary cities for some of the immigrants? There are people here in California who think this is an important move to make, and some other cities around the country are sanctuary cities. Now there's a proposal to make sanctuary cities for guns and gun ownership. Now, these are sanctuary cities that are rejecting gun control measures because of the fear that government will try to take your gun away from you. So, for example, Effingham County, Illinois, which is not far from where my mother grew up, is a sanctuary city, and they are rejecting proposed new gun laws. They want it to be safe in that county for people to carry. I wonder how much. That's an interesting. Never even thought that would happen. But, you know, that's an interesting way of looking at this whole issue. You'll be safe in our county if you want to carry your gun. Nobody's going to bother you. So how much of that is going to spring up, one wonders, around the country. 16 after the hour here, Food for Thought on the DJV program.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. you may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's post-Christmas here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones and Kara Schillen. The Boeing company having its real its problems are multiplying almost by the day. So I think it was yesterday, Kara, we announced that the Boeing CEO is going to be fired. Today, the news media is carrying a story that he will leave with a $39 million parachute package. So see you later, alligator. That's about 270 times what the company is paying out to family members who lost loved ones in the 737 MAX crashes. The average victim is going to get $144,000. This guy's name, Dennis Muhlenberg, got fired. Even though he's going to have this cash and stock option package to get rid of him, maybe
this is it really this quiet?
I looked at a report that suggested that there's even more attached to what he's going to get. You look at some of the people that you understand that these were all preventable. If what's coming out now from the FAA and other regulators who are looking at these planes, all of this stuff was preventable. Nobody had to die. They just pushed the plane out too fast. They didn't do a good job. And the government, our government, should be culpable here, too, because the FAA said to Boeing, well, it's okay. You just make them, and we'll trust you that what you're doing makes good sense and it'll be safe. Well, we all know that that's nonsense. The victim's family said that Boeing has never really reached out about the grief that they're carrying. Boeing has made a lot of mistakes here. They really have. This guy deserves to be fired and not get a penny, as far as I'm concerned. It's pretty outrageous under the circumstances. It really is. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Music time, 23 and change at the hour on the DJV program with Doug and Victoria and Kara and you. Kara especially tuned into Harry Styles, but Billie Eilish is part of, well, listen to this. Vinyl album sales have hit another record week in our country. The week, this last week before Christmas, the data reports that 973,000 albums, vinyl albums, almost a million albums were sold in our country, making the single biggest week for vinyl album sales since the company began tracking music sales back in 1991. The previous single week high was registered a year ago when 905,000 vinyl albums were sold the week ending December 27th. So this is all about Christmas and people getting albums for Christmas. Now I got to wonder whether they got a record player. How were record player sales during the Christmas season? The sales were so hot last week, they comprised 25% of all albums sold that week. And there were almost 4 million sold across all formats, CDs and digital and cassettes, that sort of thing. 31% of all physical albums sold were CDs, 3.6 million CDs and LPs and that sort of thing. Top-selling vinyl album was Harry Styles' new Fine Line. Sold 28,000 copies, Kara. The fourth largest sales week for a vinyl album in the history of tracking this kind of music. Coming in second was Billie Eilish's When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? 12,000 of those sold, followed by the Beatles' Abbey Road, 11,000 of them sold. That's interesting. The Guardian of the Galaxy Mix Volume 1 soundtrack sold 10,000. Queen's Greatest Hits, 9,000. Michael Jackson's Thriller, 8,000. Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack, 7,000. Garth Brooks' Legacy box set sold 7,000. Taylor Swift's Lover, also 7,000. And Fleetwood Mac's Rumors sold 7,000. So that's pretty interesting. All the numbers rounded off to the nearest 1,000. So are you surprised, Kara? Do you have any albums at all? Who's got albums here? Victoria, are you got any albums?
Oh, I've got albums.
But newer ones?
I've got, no, not newer ones, but I've got some great old ones. I've got a white album still in its plastic.
Yeah, really? I'm not really surprised. I feel like places like Urban Outfitters and other kind of like hipster places sell tons of records. Like, you can go and they have their own section now, kind of like Starbucks will sell CDs, places sell records now. I don't have any because I don't have a record player. But the thing that I do like is that you can get so much more artwork. I think that's probably one of the reasons why Harry Styles' albums just dropped, and it had all of this artwork and all of these cool photographs on the inside. And so people buy the records because they don't get that artwork otherwise. It's kind of a cool collectible thing.
Yeah. All right, next up, Kanye West is in the musical spotlight. Jesus Is Born is Mr. West's first full-length recorded effort with the Sunday Service Choir. It came out on Christmas Day. The album marked Kanye's second foray into gospel music after he released his first effort, Jesus Is King. That came out in October, reached number one on the Billboard 200 chart, became his ninth consecutive chart-topping debut, tying the record set by Eminem, the rapper. West recommitted himself to Christianity last year, speaking publicly about his faith, kicking off a now long-running series of performances with his choir. The choir is called Sunday Service. He's made waves with his Sunday Service events, most recently collaborating with Joel Osteen in that big church he has, the Lakewood Church down in Houston. West also recently collaborated with Italian artist Vanessa Beecroft and expanded those performances into operas, ambitious pieces of performances featuring the Sunday Service choir, small group of dancers, and West's reading from the Bible. The most recent performance, Mary, took place at the Lincoln Center in New York on Sunday. Kanye West in the Music Focus at 28 after the hour. That's how we work.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Got a small or medium-sized business? Maybe you're a blogger or content creator. If you're looking to grow a broader customer base, one of the best ways to reach more people and promote your brand is online through GoDaddy. And it's never been easier to create a great website and then promote it. We asked GoDaddy's Anne D'Aragon how it works.
Never been more important to create a website for your business. So you mentioned earlier, GoDaddy is the place to come to get a domain, so name your idea, get it online, and then use our marketing tools to develop your online presence and a broader audience. So we've got about 19 million customers around the world, and we've got great support. So you can come get the tools and the insights and the people to help transform your ideas into success.
Find out more about GoDaddy and building your website at GoDaddy.com. And to have your product featured here, tweet me at TechItOutRadio.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Taliban in Afghanistan has agreed to a temporary nationwide ceasefire in order to allow the signing of a peace agreement with the U.S. The peace deal would let the Trump administration bring American troops home from Afghanistan and open the door to end America's longest war. Officials in Washington have demanded a promise from the Taliban that Afghanistan would not be used as a base by terrorist groups. After an 18-year engagement, there are about 12,000 U.S. troops deployed in Afghanistan. The statement from the Taliban followed a report from an Afghan official that a Taliban attack had killed at least 17 local militiamen. The U.S. has carried out airstrikes in Iraq and Syria against a Hezbollah militia. The Pentagon said it hit 5 targets, 3 in Iraq and 2 in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
KB program. I thought maybe we might welcome in a few new folks who are listening for the first time. Holly Kincaid, hi. Sean Fisher, hello. Belle Tanner, Sean Roby, two Seans. That's interesting. How do you do? I was thinking one of the name things. There are new names that are being used. Cicero is becoming a popular name. Victoria Keelan is not with us, neither is Jennifer, but Victoria Jones is here, along with Kara Schillen, on the DJV program. Cicero, you don't have children, Victoria. Ever think about what you would name, or interesting names? The Brits come up with different names. I think they're more different sorts of, like Boris, for example, Boris Johnson. Who names in America their kid Boris? Right?
Is that Nigel.
Nigel is good. I like Nigel. Nigel is a cool name. I used to have on my Range Rover, I had a device, had the navigator, and we used to call him, a kid called him Nigel. as he would speak in that British tone.
My navigator is also called Nigel. So is my Siri. Yes, I have. I've changed the voice to a British male voice. Yes, I have.
Very cool. Yes, the food news of the day actually comes out of a study from the New England Journal of Medicine showing the latest trendy eating regimen has broad-spectrum benefits for health problems, including obesity. If you listen to our podcast, the Good Day Health Show podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com, with Dr. Ken Kronos, this week you'll hear a conversation about the what obesity is doing. I mean, I don't think there's anything new. Are we getting this dumb, Victoria, that we don't know that obesity leads to diabetes and heart disease and cancer and all kinds of neurological disorders, which is basically what's come out in this study? And Ken Kronos talks about that this week.
I think we're distracted. We're distracted.
What do you mean, distracted? What does that mean?
Got so much else going on.
Oh, nonsense. Who says that? Oh. I mean, that is nonsense. That's an excuse. It's foolishness. You know what? You're sitting in front of a television set for 3 hours a day? There's a lot going on there. I just think people, it's the human condition, I suppose, to go down the easiest road. But those who are doing intermittent fasting is the point of this, shifting away from using sugar as your main source of energy, and having fat being converted for fuel. If your stomach is empty, like mine is right now, right now, I'm converting any fat I may have around my belly to fuel my body and my mind. But if you are, like most people, you eat through the day, you miss out on the health benefits that are present when you are not eating as much. Not eating as much or not eating as frequently. That's kind of what it is. The body responds by activating certain pathways that boost beneficial processes, like the mechanism that helps you to regenerate your cells. You have to have time. You're feeding yourself all the time. The body is working on digesting and processing the food, and it doesn't have time. This makes a lot of sense, actually, doesn't it, when you think about it? Makes a whole lot of sense.
So.
If you're eating all the time, you're continually filling your body, then your body isn't, the body's work is to digest the food, not to apply the benefits of the food to making your body healthier. So, that's pretty good. Also in the podcast at the DJV, actually this is the podcast for Good Day Health, Dr. Ken will tell you how to add 9 years to your life. Add 9 years to your life. Find that out. Go to the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Oh, give me a hint. Come on.
What? Adding 9? No, I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that? Then you got to go listen to the podcast. Hello. That's what the benefit is. Okay. Here's the story of a woman who was able to escape from a really frightening situation the other day thanks to the quick thinking of people in a McDonald's store. The sheriff in San Joaquin County shared an account of the dramatic incident on Facebook, detailing how this woman alerted the staff at the McDonald's that she needed help after a man that she, with whom she was traveling, threatened her life. So she went to the window a little after 2 in the afternoon. She went into the restaurant and told an employee at the counter to call 911. She also provided the license plate of the car she was traveling in and asked them to hide her. She used the restroom, attempted to place an order at the counter, but the suspect in this event was nearby and demanded that she use the drive-thru. So she went into the drive-thru and mouthed, "Help me," to the staff.
It's
and the staff
brave.
Saw that. Yeah.
It's very brave.
Yeah, very much so. Help me. Do you imagine, put yourself in that position. Hopefully you're never in that position. But the restaurant here provided a really safe place. They were smart enough to know what was going on. And so this guy had a stolen firearm in the trunk of the vehicle. And he said if she didn't drive him to where he wanted to go, he'd kill her. You know, that kind of is like a bad movie. in a manner of speaking. In a moment, as we'll go back to food here a little bit, we have, as we get to the new year and people start making their resolutions about food, we've got a nutrition coach that's going to help us out right after these words here on the DJV Show.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. You waited until after Thanksgiving and Christmas and a big countdown, and now new year, new weight, right?
And I think that's where Americans and all individuals get behind, because they wait.
Dr. John Wall leads Mayo Clinic's National Health Checkup, a survey which recently put obesity just behind cancer as America's top health care concern.
So we have to educate consumers and then give them the tools. What diet do they need? What exercise program do they need?
Dr. Wall says one easy lesson is to make your weight a weekly, not an annual issue.
There's a scale in my bathroom, and I get on that scale, if not every day, then every other day. At the end of the weekend, if I'm up 2 or 3 pounds from my activities, whatever they may be, that tells me that I've got to ratchet back.
Instead of letting the pounds pile up for a season or even a year, in 2017, don't wait to address your weight.
It's easier to make that pound correction than it is to make that 10-pound correction.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Here we are as we approach the end of the year, get into the mindset of what's going on in the new year. How's your willpower? There's a lot of fruitcake around, or lots of good cake, cookies, candies, all that sort of thing. The end of the year oftentimes ushers in a period of retrospection, reevaluation of the choices that you have made this past year. So we have New Year's resolutions. Only about 8%, though, of you accomplish the resolutions. Instead of resolutions, there are some people who want to encourage you to make specific commitments to one positive action. Whatever your goals are, maybe it's health and wellness, maybe you got a new hobby, that sort of thing. I think it's always good to find people who are experts in coaching, life coaches. I've had coaches all of my life, and I really like to have people with different ideas, frankly. You can't come up with everything on your own. So we've invited Julie Brown to join us, lifetime coach, fitness expert, nutrition professional, all that good stuff. The folks at Lifetime, there's a new Lifetime in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. I don't know how familiar you are, Julie, with all of the locations, but it's kind of a center. It's a big operation, and it's really very impressive as to what goes on there. And so taking that and knowing that there are a lot of opportunities for you to do things, Lifetime Nutrition has opened up its destinations to everybody this next week, right, to kick off the healthy new year. So what sort of things are you offering this to families, parents, children? What are we doing here?
Yeah, Doug, you really hit the nail on the head with your saying we've got to commit to one healthy action. And we want to be a part of helping everybody in all walks of life from, you know, age 1 to 2 to, you know, you name it, as high as we can count, to commit to an action that helps them feel healthier as we go into this new year and new decade. We're opening up our destinations across the nation to allow our members and non-members to come in and experience a myriad of health and fitness offerings over the next week or so, from the 28th of December through January 5th. There'll be a variety of classes and experiences from kids all the way through adults to allow you to really get a taste of what it is that you could do to help commit to one healthy action for your 2020 plans.
So what do you find when you look over the clientele, Julie? What is it that motivates people really and truly? Is it their fear of getting sick? I was talking about this earlier on the program. Many people are kind of like out to lunch when it comes to the obesity epidemic. They really are. I mean, I literally and figuratively out to lunch. And our bodies were eating all the time, so I have a chance to take the benefit, the cellular benefit, and put it to work in our body because our body's always working to digest food. And I wonder how we, you know, take apart the positive steps and put them back together again using somebody like a coach at Lifetime.
Yeah, I think the most critical step is for someone to, number one, understand that they've got to choose to be healthy. It's not a single choice that they make. It's a choice that they're going to make repeatedly every day, sometimes every hour, depending on what it is that they need to be doing to help optimize their life. And I think the hardest part about it is our culture teaches us that there are so many, oftentimes too many options to help us move in that right direction. So helping kind of boil it down and really get to one step at a time, one choice at a time, and always having your why at the center of what you're doing, whether it is that fear of being unhealthy. Maybe it is wanting to get back into a specific outfit. Or for some, trying to get up and down off the floor with their children or their grandchildren pain-free. You name it. There's so many things. And I think the critical piece is then knowing what that is, writing it down, and ideally sharing it with others. Perhaps a coach, like you've mentioned, or most importantly, friends and family to help them stay accountable through those moments of challenge.
So take a few seconds and tell us about how you're working together with Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, my gosh. This is such a wonderful partnership, both through the Make-A-Wish Foundation and through the Lifetime Foundation. We are working to help raise money to help improve the lives of others. So, of course, through Make-A-Wish, helping children who are unfortunately ill get to experience that one wish that's going to help them find this true happiness, if only for a day, to help them feel better as they go through this challenging time. And then the Lifetime Foundation helps to put healthy foods onto the plates of children across the country as they go to their school lunches. The combination of these two, helping reach both healthy and children who are striving to be healthy, is just an awesome partnership for Lifetime to be a part of throughout the commitment day process.
Thank you, Julie Brown. Go to
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Adam Burns is here with us. He's the sports book manager for betonline.ag. We have a weekly meeting to talk about some of the specifics of the week, mainly betting online at betonline.ag. It encompasses all kinds of things, but I think for the most part we think about sports betting here. And I was wondering, we do the football stuff as a matter, some of the specifics, and maybe you'll give me some of the, more importantly, the audience, some specifics about what's available and what's popular this week in terms of betting. But then looking at some other things, I have some friends that are in the sports business, the horse business, riding in particular. Some of them are private events, some are public events. Do people, there's the scene from the old movie, The Sting. Remember, do you know that movie, The Sting?
Yes.
Okay, so there's the betting that goes on, and it's about horse racing. And I guess there's something kind of iconoclastic about sports betting. But how important really is it to an operation like betonline.ag?
Horse betting is, we offer, all the racetracks in North America on a daily basis. And if you go to the site and you click on horses or racebook, you'll get all those. What we've started doing as well is for the big events like the Triple Crown, the Breeders' Cup, the lead up to the Triple Crown, or Kentucky Derby races, prep races, some of the bigger meets during the summer like Saratoga and even some international ones. Like Dubai World Cup and the Grand National, we also offer we started offering more fixed odds, which is pretty popular with people. It's pretty popular in Europe. So, you know, if you know horses and you know horse betting, it could get the average bettor who'd never bet horses, if they're betting on the Kentucky Derby, they could get confused and say, well, I bet this horse, it says 5-1, but then, you know, by close, it's 3-1, and then, you know, they don't really know what they're getting. So we started offering quite a bit more of what we call fixed odds. So you bet the horse at that time, you get him at that price. So if you bet 10-1, you get 10-1. And it's a risk. It's like, you know, a stock market. That horse might go up, might go down. But I think a lot of people like that sort of thing. And horse racing is, like I said, there's a lot of people who bet it every day and they're into it and that. But the big events, the Triple Crown races, the Breeders' Cup, that's where you start seeing new people come in and betting it. And we're actually in the new year going to have a bunch of promotions surrounding the, you know, our race book and our horse offering. You know, with different rebates and bonuses and, you know, even sending people to, you know, the Breeders' Cup and stuff like that.
That's betonline.ag. So what about the impact of online casinos, the casino betting that goes on? A lot of people, you know, we know that you go to Las Vegas to do a lot of betting. Does that impact, I guess I'm wondering how outside inside influences impact what people might be betting at a place like betonline.ag?
Yeah, we have an online casino, and it's pretty popular. You can bet on, you know, you can play slot machines. We have, you know, tons and tons of different games available for you. We also have pretty good bonuses when you sign up for the casino. If it's your first time, you know, you can get up to, you know, 100% deposit bonus and those sort of things. We also have, you know, blackjack, roulette. We also have live dealers as well, where you're actually playing against, you know, there's an actual live dealer on your screen. So, so it, you know, some people like that. I mean, I used to play it a few years back sometimes when I was bored, and I always liked that a little more just because you're actually, you know, people say, oh, it's fixed. But when you're actually seeing the cards come out, then it's like playing literally at a casino.
All right, so let's go to the practical side of sports betting this week. Football, that's where the biggest action is.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's, you know, bowl season's under its way for college football, but none of the big bowls have been played yet. They pretty much start the main 20 of them. Yeah. You know, and obviously there's the, you know, the big matchups with the Clemson and Ohio State and the Oklahoma and LSU. So those are taking quite a bit of money, and they'll just keep taking money up until they're played. They'll be really heavily bet. Right now, we're taking the majority of the money on both favorites, on LSU and Clemson. So that's going to take quite a bit of money, especially those games. But there's some other big games too as well, you know, that will get pretty heavily bet over the next couple of days. So aside from bowl season, NFL's week 17. NFL for week 17 is always a tricky week because a lot of teams are playing for nothing. So
you wouldn't bet on that stuff.
Pardon?
Right? You wouldn't bet on it.
People do, really? Like, you know, the Browns and Bengals, but, I mean, you know, it's not advisable to put a lot of money on those type of games because you don't know who's going to play you know, a lot of teams are looking to next year already and don't want to get any injuries.
All right, Adam, good for the information of the people that would like to bet or to learn more about it. Go to betonline.ag. Adam Burns here every week, betonline.ag. He's the sportsbook manager, so you might want to check it out if you're into that sort of thing. Sounds like kind of a fun way to while away a little bit of time. Betonline.ag.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.